Good evening, Dominican University and all those listening worldwide. It's DJ KP on the mic, live at 6 p.m., and this is study time at radio.dominican.edu. So for today, kind of going off last week, I was talking about stress with my guest, Lily. And we're talking about great ways to relieve that stress, and I kind of wanted to just continue on that because our show was cut a little short. I just wanted to use some tips that I actually saw around Fanjo that was posted on the wall. And I kind of wrote that down for you guys, so I kind of want to go into that in a little more detail. And some of the fun, kind of cool, quirky stuff I saw was using a coloring book. And a lot of people don't usually think to use coloring books, but I actually think those are really cool. They have adult coloring books and all sorts of other ways that you can just go into a book and just color whatever you want. It's pretty much just drawn out for you already, and you just can simply just get a pack of various colors and go in there and just start drawing really cool objects just based off of what you want to draw. If it's pertaining to maybe something like cool and trippy, like crazy images with lots of different flashy colors in it, or maybe it's just set things like a historical picture or event, all that works. You can just kind of color those in, figures, anything really, and I think that's a really, really cool kind of different thing that you can use for relieving that stress. And I'm definitely going to try using those myself because I actually personally haven't used those yet. But I just thought that was a cool thing that I'd like to share with you all to start off the show. And another thing that they had written up on the wall was to make a to-do list and check things off as you complete them. And I actually haven't done this myself either personally, but obviously appeals to me too, and I wanted to share this with everyone. Making that list and getting everything written down is a perfect way to really get through your day, and I think it's a good way to start your day if you're just trying to write everything you need to do in the beginning. So maybe if you wake up, you can get your list together of what you need to do throughout the day. We all have those little penguin booklet planners that were given to us, and I usually kind of write down my homework in there, but I'm actually considering doing bullet points and writing down various things, just common things I do throughout the day. Maybe what time I'm getting lunch, what time I'm getting dinner, when I'm doing my homework, when I have lacrosse practice, being a student athlete. Just kind of put those in order with the times roughly. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just put those times down roughly and approximately to the time that you want and just fill those out. And then also, you can kind of fit in just any of your schoolwork into that schedule, because like I've said before on earlier shows, I have a really busy schedule, and that planner would help a lot, just trying to fit in all those times I need to study and do my homework and all the important things that I need to do. Another tip that was written on the wall is making sure that you get an adequate amount of sleep. I know this is really important personally to myself. I haven't been getting enough sleep this past week. I've been really busy. I just got back from Lake Tahoe having a game up there for lacrosse, and the altitude really got to me. Kind of got dehydrated, chapped lips, and a very, very long bus ride. It was about 6 hours getting up there. Stayed in a hotel in Reno, driving back. So that takes a toll on me just in my, just how tired I am, really. And while I was up there, I really didn't have a lot of time to do homework or get my work done. Because a tip for anyone, if you're a student athlete and you're going on trips, you always want to bring your homework and your books as much as you can with you in your luggage. Like, I brought my laptop and my various math books, but I didn't have time to do those at all. And I think a to-do list would have helped me a lot. But doing that bus ride, we didn't have any Wi-Fi on the bus, so I couldn't use my laptop to write my essay that I had due for English. And then when I got there, it was already late at night, and I had to get ready for a game the next day. So I popped onto it for a bit. I just got some big history out of the way, but it wasn't really enough. So from there, the next day, we drove out to the game, and we weren't coming back to our hotel. So we weren't able to come back and do the work that I wanted to. We just hopped right back on the bus and came back. So it really sucked, honestly. So I had to get back here and I had to cram it all in. Just right before this radio show, I was in Fanjo in the study room. I had about a mountain of math homework to do for quantitative reasoning. Was in the book for probably 3 hours after my most recent class, just trying to fit that all in to get it done for my quiz next week. So I'm going to take my first break, and I'm going to have my guest Brian on after that in about 2 minutes and play you guys a song. You're listening to study time with DJ KP, radio.dominican.edu. It's currently 6:06 p.m. Does it make you wanna hide the inner you? You're not the only one, so let them criticize. You're untouchable.
Mic check, mic check.
This is Study Time, live at 6:09 p.m. We were talking about stress, studying tips, and I told you earlier that I was going to have my guest star on, Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a nursing major, or pre-nursing major for that matter,
at Dominican University. And he's going to talk a little bit about just being a nursing major and the workloads that they face, because throughout the week I've been having different stars on talking about their workloads and how difficult it is to do that. So do you want to talk a little bit about just what's it like to be a nursing major? How do you think it's different from maybe me personally as a comms major in terms of how much you write, like mathematics, all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. So nursing kind of just runs in my family. That's kind of where I wanted to be a nurse, why I wanted to be a nurse. And I knew that Dominican was very, they had a special nursing
exactly, that's like the most here, famous thing.
So I was excited definitely when I signed up to be in the nursing major. I heard that there was a large workload, and you know, it kind of threw me off a bit, but now that we've started here, at least as a freshman, it hasn't been that bad. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Compared to a comms major, I think that maybe nurses have
probably more. I would assume the stereotype that I get sometimes is just that comms doesn't have that much work, but personally I feel like we do, but that's why I like hearing other perspectives of just how much work you guys have compared to myself.
You see, we haven't had as many essays as you have.
Yeah, because I've written probably 8 or 10 by now in these first 6 or 8 weeks now.
Yeah, I've only written about 2 or 3.
So it's not bad at all. Would you say that it's more chemistry based? Do you have a chemistry class and sciences class?
Yeah.
How's that as compared? Because I don't have any of that right now.
All science classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one thing I specialized back in high school was English and math. And now that I've placed out of those classes, I've got all science classes for the
next semester. Yeah, so science wasn't your strongest thing going
in. It was not the strongest thing, but, you know, I'm getting more used to it now. You know.
English wasn't specifically my strongest suit in writing. I was more of like the vocab part. And after coming to Dominican, I thought that comms was a good choice just because I only had to take a year of math. I'm not the greatest at math, but you're probably hoping that you had math at this point.
Yeah, something else. But yeah, I'm in a pretty fun chemistry class, actually, believe it or not. I actually enjoy it, you know. I'm in Chem 1600.
Okay. How many years of chemistry do you have to take for your major, for any of people who are listening who might want to go into the nursing program?
Well, I'm pretty sure that nurses only have to take 2, if I'm not mistaken.
2 years of chemistry?
2 years of chemistry, yeah. Specifically, chemistry for health. I think that's one of the most important chemistry classes you have to take, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit with Ryan on just writing essays. I know that we're both writing one for our big history class right now, and we were hanging out in the library the other night, late into the night, just kind of working on it. And together we just kind of wanted to give some tips on how to write a good essay. I think we have different writing styles, because Ryan, he said his strong suit was English, and he definitely wrote a lot faster than I did. And I'm the kind of person who really takes a lot of time on each paragraph, but sometimes that can be bad, and you go a lot faster just to kind of get it through. After you go through it fast, do you kind of go through and just kind of fine-tune it? Or are you just trying to get the content on the page before?
Yeah, I kind of just roll when I'm writing my essays. I kind of build up a lot of thoughts. It's usually one of two things. I'm either sitting there with nothing, I'm thinking about nothing, and then out of nowhere I'll just get all these, you know, ideas that pop into my head, and I'll just...
Because you're writing about glass. So that has a lot of
glass
ways that you can write about it. Yeah.
And I just had a lot of ideas all at one time and just kind of just flowed through a couple pages, and then I'll go back and I'll fine tune it if there's any mistakes or something else I need to add somewhere.
And that was for our big history class, which we're probably going to be working on again after this show. We're going to be going back to the library and utilizing that. They have good computers in there, and for the most part it's pretty quiet. They have the printers set up, so for anyone, I've said this before, just always use the library. I think it's the best place to go on campus for any research, obviously, or any writing that you need to do. And some tips I just wanted to give for essays, since we have very different styles, I'll kind of go first, and then if you want to give any personal tips that have helped you as well. I like to kind of jump around, not so much start in the beginning, but start in the middle of the essay, and start writing there, and kind of get an idea of what I'm writing about before I go back to the beginning. And I spend a lot of time just researching what I'm doing, and that hurts me at times because it takes so long to write it. So I was in there for probably 2 hours. I got 2 pages done, so that's about a page an hour, which is crazy. But that's how long I was taking, because I was researching each word. I'd look up synonyms for each word. I was getting way too into it. I think I'd almost prefer your style better, where you said you just kind of go through it quick and you roll with it and then go back later. Because I was getting kind of stressed. I didn't even finish my essay. I was sitting there for so long just writing this thing out, and just felt like I wasn't getting to where I needed to be. But luckily that's due 2 weeks from now, so I'm all right for now. Like I said in earlier shows, I always preach not procrastinating, which is really important. And always use quotes and do good research when you're writing your essays. Those are really important. I like to use a lot of quotes and sources from online.
Yeah, make sure you show your research. That's
Is there any kind of just little tips too that you want to throw into that?
Yeah, I kind of break my paragraphs into specific parts. Like I kind of have an idea of what exactly I want to include in each paragraph, each body paragraph.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's history or benefits or anything, negative aspects, anything. I'll break it into
just kind of jumping around.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, you kind of break it into different paragraphs. I don't know if I'm jumping around. I kind of jump around. I go back into the essay if I'm going to fix something, but you know, I kind of just like to associate my paragraphs with you.
Yeah. I like to kind of... Oh, I want to talk about this. One thing I have a problem with is conclusions. That's one of my hardest parts, getting into the conclusion and writing about that. I think a tip that really would that helped me personally and anyone out there is rereading only your first paragraph when you're writing your conclusion. Don't read anything else. Because if the way essays are structured, you're kind of going over each topic in each paragraph and not jumping around too much. And when you get to that conclusion... If you read the what you wrote right before your conclusion, it can mess you up because that is not pertaining to your thesis statement that you wrote in the beginning. Just read that first paragraph and then rewrite that in a different way and support your argument in the end with conclusion.
In your introduction paragraph, that's where you kind of want to briefly summarize what's going to be in the rest of your essay. So when you write your conclusion,
and attention grabber in the beginning.
Yeah, just go back and reread your introduction. That's all I'd have to say, and then... You know, change it a little bit.
And like I said earlier, I like to start in the middle so I have an idea of what I'm writing about before I write that introduction. Because sometimes you write that introduction and you set the tone for your paper before you even know what your paper's about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't write a good attention grabber and a good thesis on what your paper's going to be about before you've even written it. So that's why it's good to start in the middle. And then from there... I wanted to discuss some other stress-relieving tips with you. So, one good tip that's helped me in the past week is working out. I don't know. Do you go to the gym often?
Yeah, I have my own form of workout.
What is that?
I kind of have a catharsis. It's skating, skateboarding.
Just skating around? Yeah. That's kind of like bicycle riding for me.
Yeah. Or bicycle riding. I'll do that too.
Yeah.
Just ride downtown, go get a drink.
At Quickly's.
Yeah,
Quickly's is very good for anyone out there who wants to eat at Quickly's.
Especially for us people from SoCal.
Yeah.
It's new for us.
Considering we're both from SoCal, we found this little store on 4th Street called Quickly's. It's really good for anyone. Good stress reliever. Good way to get out. Grab your bike. Ride down 4th Street. It's right by the theater. It's a cool guy. And he sells amazing smoothies.
Yes. And sometimes they'll give you free sesame balls.
Yeah, those sesame balls are really good.
Just tell them that Brian and KP sent you.
Yeah. what was that one flavor, the best flavor there? It's the, it has
super
pomegranate.
Fruit tango.
Super fruit tango. Super fruit Get tango. The super fruit tango. That's really good.
Yeah, it's got to be their best one.
So yeah, that for us personally is a way to relieve stress. We go kind of late at night. Make sure you're wearing a light. Wear a helmet. Be safe. Because late at night, people have a hard time seeing you. But that's a good way to get out. Exercise. You have a reward at the end. You have a drink. And then you exercise back, and by the time you get back, you're kind of just in relaxing mode. You want to lay down, and that's the time that I find best for doing my work.
Yeah, you have a reason to get back to work.
Yeah, just taking that.
You know, you have to satisfy yourself. You know, you have to get out and, you know, get
some
free time.
If it's just an hour or whatever. So that's kind of like our workout. But if you're more of a gym rat or whatever... I like to go to the gym as well.
You go to the gym often?
I do, for lacrosse. We go to the gym twice a week. So every Tuesday and Thursday night, I have a set schedule, and we have a little paper we fill out, and you do squats, benching, all the normal gym stuff. And that kind of helps me, because even though I didn't normally go to the gym in the past, actually going there is not so much about just like building up muscle and bulking up. It's just kind of nice to get working at night and get a sweat on and then get back and do your work.
Definitely.
So it works for me as well. And then I just want to talk about any personal stories of just quirky things that you do that other people wouldn't normally do. So you said it was skateboarding. I've talked about surfing in the past. Do you have any other kind of weird things that you would do that people wouldn't first think about when they were going out to relieve some stress?
Well, music always helps. Listening to a little bit of music.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's so... weird, but I'll get a couple of roommates or my roommate and a couple other friends, and maybe go play foosball down in
foosball is good,
Banjo or pool.
Yeah, foosball or pool. Any tip for anybody who wants some just kind of recreational activities to do that are down below Fanjo? They have a pool table, foosball, like Brian said, and that's super fun, and it's a good way to bond with people. And if you're having trouble making friends or anything like that at Dominican, that's a good way to meet people. We'll probably be down there if you're listening, if you want to hang out with us or play some pool and do some foosball. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you just want to make friends and hang out if you're stressed from schoolwork or anything like that.
That's one thing. It'll definitely help you relieve stress. You get to hit stuff.
Yeah. Banging the balls around and...
Yeah. Especially playing foosball.
Yeah, no. Foosball gets very intense.
Foosball does get intense. You know, I've cut my hands a little bit because it gets that intense, but that's for a different day, though.
Yeah, just kind of hitting things, yelling, getting into the game makes you completely forget about school and all that bad stuff that's going on through your day. I had a pretty bad day yesterday. I talked to Brian a little bit about it. I don't want to go into too much detail, but pretty much we had a room inspection. Everything was going fine. We had the time set up, but the clock, as soon as the room inspection ends, somehow, I don't know what it was, but something fell into the toilet and got flushed down and flooded the toilet. So we were without a toilet for the rest of the day and into the night until we could finally get someone to come and clean that up. And that was the worst thing. I was like, this is the worst day right now. I had to walk all the way to the other side of the building just to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So, yeah. Personal terrible stories of having a bad day. But if throughout the day, just going to play, I had lacrosse practice, kind of just forgot about it, got out and exercised, kind of like what we're talking about. I definitely feel like exercising is the best way to relieve stress.
Yeah, you have to do something, because even my other roommate, I heard he has 3 or 4 essays due, and he has 3 exams this week. You know, the workload can stack.
So that's Matt,
quickly.
Right? Do you know what, is he doing anything like pertaining to that, or is he just kind of putting it off to the last minute? Because a lot of people have problems with getting a big stack of work and then they go, well, I'm not going to do this, and they leave.
Well, I think he's pretty good at you know,
just kind of staying on it. Yeah.
Staying on it. He's a soccer player, and I think he relieves his stress by going to the gym as well, definitely.
And doing soccer.
Yeah, he's also a huge fan of Quickleys as well.
Quickleys, yeah. Like, we always revert back to these things. Quickleys is great. We're serious. Like, go to Quickleys.
Yeah.
Go play foosball. Go play pool. You're going to see us there. It's a small school.
Yeah.
And if you're having a problem with stress, you can always just talk to us. Like, we're there. You know? Just apart from the show, if you just want to talk to people in person or anything like that, we're always here. And we have personal stories we're sharing every night, or we can share in person and help you out with anything that you need to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Don't be alone, you know, like, ask people for help. That's really important. Yep. You don't want to go through everything, like all the work you have to do just by yourself, you know?
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit, of just having companions or friends, or creating groups, study groups that can help you out, because no one wants to do it all alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's people out there who are listening who aren't doing the best or aren't making a lot of friends or having a tough time transitioning from high school to college. It can be difficult not having that group, and if you're not a very, what's the word, an extrovert kind of person?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that the word? If you're not very extrovert, it can be difficult just making new friends, and you can kind of seem scary at times coming to an entirely new school and being an adult and trying to get this all done. But I encourage anyone listening to just get out there and be social and try to make those friends, and good ways to do that, study hall, meeting people in class, talk to the people around you. If you have someone next to you on either side, you can get their phone number, talk to them about anything you need, text them, call them, set up schedules. Because sometimes I feel like for people who aren't student athletes, it can be a little harder, because I have my lacrosse team to rely on a lot of the times, of guys to get together, because we're kind of in the same boat, because we have that stressful schedule, so we kind of feel each other on what's going on.
Yeah, and the more friends you make, the more memories you make, you know? And
yeah,
make memories
exactly.
Make memories that'll last, too.
College isn't all about just school. And at the end of the day, it's about maturing and making those lasting bonds with people and making those good connections.
And there you go. Hanging out with friends, that's another stress reliever in its own right.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I was talking about that last week with Lily on the show, just talking about, what was it, just having companions and getting out, you know, because she had problems at time just kind of like hanging out in a room. But she's been great now after coming on the show and like talking about it, just walking around with her. She like actually like took all my tips to heart and has all these people. She got phone numbers from people around her, and they're all working on their tests together, and they're setting up study times. I'm pretty sure she's doing that right now.
That's the way to do it.
She went and is doing her studying right now, so that's good
for her.
And they can even, moving away from just the individual, we can, as students at the school, we can just meet in the dining hall and discuss things and get together in a non-studying setting to set the tone for what we want to do later.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of set up that group and
get
going.
There's lots of places to hang out, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to take our second break now and be back with you in about 2 minutes. You're listening to Study Time live at 6:26 p.m. We're just going over some stress-relieving tips, personal stories, how to get out, talked a little bit about quickly. We're going to be back on right after this break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
What's happening here? Just knock it off.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Looking for the one tonight, but I can't see you. 'Cause I'm blinded by all the lights. Oh. Searching every city, never giving up. Filled up on my angel, diamond in the rough. Looking for a signal, baby, turn it off tonight. Come on, get loud, let it out. Shout it out from the rooftops. Come on, get loud, till the shut is down. Come on, get loud.
cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
This is Study Time, live at 6:31 p.m. We just got through talking about some stress relievers, some quirky little things. I have my guest here, Brian.
Hello.
And we want to talk about a little bit into the further aspects of Dominican University and kind of the advantages we have here over other universities, and just kind of give some props and why we chose this university based on academics. So first off, the obvious thing that a lot of people know about Dominican University is a small university with small class sizes. I think these are really, really crucial, personally, for anyone who wants to exceed academically and do well with their professors. They get one-on-one attention. Not everyone prefers that. People might prefer a big lecture hall where they don't have all the attention on them. But personally, I preferred small classrooms. They're even smaller than my high school classrooms, which is good. And it really gives me a personal connection with that professor. Is that kind of why you chose Dominican as well?
Yeah, that was one of the defining reasons. Among others, like I said, the nursing program, the talented professors, and the scholarship.
Oh yeah, the scholarship money was really great. I thank Dominican for having that great amount of scholarship
thank
money.
Thank you so much.
And the next point we wanted to get onto was getting to know your professors well. So that helps pretty much having that small classroom size. You do get to know your professor well, so take advantage of that. Brian was telling me during the break to email your professor every day. Do you want to talk about why?
Yes. Especially if you're in a rigorous class or...
Like a challenging class,
Or your major is a more difficult one.
Yeah.
Get to know your professor. Email them every day. If you have questions about what you're studying, if you have an exam coming up, email your professor every day. It really helps. They are there for you. They'll help you. They will answer your questions, and it helps you earn better grades.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me because I don't normally talk to my professors that much. I know that I should. I don't email them every day, just every once in a while when I have a question, but I might start doing that, just talking to them more. Because it's important to get yourself ahead. If you have these advantages given to you by the university, take advantage of them. The small classroom sizes, the personal connections you have with your professors. That's a good tip for anyone listening, just to remain in constant contact, I would say.
Definitely.
Just always kind of talk to them. Get your professor's phone numbers and make sure you're just in contact and ask questions. They're not going to get mad at you for asking questions.
Yeah, never lose touch.
And I was kind of talking about last show. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I was talking about when turning in late essays or assignments or anything like that, emailing your professor beforehand and not just walking in and being disrespectful, having respect for your professor, and not just saying nothing, not showing up for class, and then just like coming in and dropping the paper at his desk and going, here's my paper.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what are you going to expect from that? Are you going to expect an A?
Yeah, you want to be, that's one thing, you want to be on their good side, and it's only going to help you, you know.
Yeah, you're not...
Yeah, they have nothing to lose. It's all you on the
If
line,
you're
definitely.
Doing that, they have a lot of power in how much... Yeah. Like, they're grading your paper, you know? They're not going to give you an A just because it hit their desk.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's late, and especially if you're disrespectful about it.
Yeah.
You're not getting an A on that paper, ever. And no matter what university you're at. This isn't just Dominican. Mm-hmm. This is whatever university you're at. Always have respect for your professors, you know?
Yeah, especially your professors. Respect for everybody, you know? Just want to be respectful.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention, nothing settles the mood more than Johnny Cash. Love the music.
Yeah. I want to say that I don't control the station music, but from here on forward, I think I'm going to be playing the aux just during my show for anyone listening out there. Not just the bed music from here on out. Mm. So moving on, I want to talk about get more into just little personal things, little aspects of our past weeks and how we've done in school. I've had a really stressful week. I talked a little bit about my trip and how many essays I had to do. You talked a little bit about Matt and his, what was it, five essays?
Four essays, three exams.
Yeah, I have...
I feel for him.
Yeah, I feel for him too. But the thing is, he's not the only one. There's a lot of people going through that right now, and I encourage anyone listening, I encourage anyone to tell their friends to tune in, listen. We can give you good tips. We can help you get through this, really, because we're all in this together. Radio.dominican.edu. Log on. Tell them. Listen live. Study time. DJ KP. And Brian.
That's what they called me.
Yeah. So on reverting a little bit back to that past week, he has a lot of work to do. I kind of feel funny just talking about my work because I thought I had a lot of work to do. But just doing two essays, I just finished my midterms last week. I think everyone did for big history. Those were a little more difficult than I expected, considering that was more of my first college test, you know?
Well,
and
it was my, like, fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth?
Yeah, well, see, that's one thing you get more in your nursing program is more exams.
This is exactly why I wanted to bring you on. I bring on Lily, who has health sciences, to just talk about it's the differences in workloads is tremendous.
Yeah.
I think I have it hard, but I have to balance the work and the student athletes and all the other things.
Yeah, and it's got to be all balanced. I mean, you have more essays than I do. I have more exams, you know.
Talking from personal experience, no one on the lacrosse team, I hope someone corrects me later on in practice tomorrow, I don't think anyone on the lacrosse team is doing health sciences or any majors like that, because it's just too difficult to do this sport and do other things.
I met one lacrosse player on the in chemistry.
One, yeah. So that's one lacrosse player out of 32. I would say about 90% of our players are doing business majors. That's kind of the trend among them.
Shout out to Vinny.
Is Vinny the chemistry major? That's the one. Okay. Vinny, if you're listening, I feel for you. You were always telling me about your workloads, and now I understand they are crazy. After talking to health sciences and nursing majors, you have crazy workloads. I could not pull that off playing lacrosse at the same time. Considering I'm communications and we have that stereotype of having a little bit of an easier time, I think there's about three other players doing communications. It's still difficult, but I can't even imagine doing all that work. Unbelievable. And you work one job too, right?
I do have one job on campus.
Same.
It's landscaping, actually. Mm-hmm. And
do you want to give a shout out for your boss? I know he was looking for people to come onto the job, if anyone's listening.
Shout out to Miguel, my boss. He's very nice, and I'm pretty sure he'll hire anybody. We need more
people. They're looking for people, yeah.
We need more people for the landscaping job, and it's really laid back. It not only works around your schedule, you choose your own schedule. Just today, I worked for 3 hours, and just a couple hours before I started working is when I decided to start working.
So it works around your schedule.
Yeah,
so
you choose it the day
of. Yeah, pertaining to study time, you can work in your studying time with your work.
Yeah.
So it works perfectly. So anyone who's looking for a job, kind of short notice, they need help out there.
Yes, and it makes very good money.
Yeah, you get a good pay for anything that you need that can pay for your school supplies, that can help towards your tuition, anything you need.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm doing cinematography. I've talked about this in earlier classes. That is a good job too because I get to choose my schedule. And I want to get into a little bit about whatever job you're doing. If you're working off campus, take note that they aren't going to be as lenient working around your schedule as on-campus jobs. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good about accepting the fact that, hey, I can't get to work today. I need to do this. Midterm, I need to study. I need to do this. But if you're getting a job, say, down on 4th Street in San Rafael, anything like that, they're not going to be working around your schedule as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And you're going to miss days of work, and that turns out to you being fired, really. Yeah.
Or you're going to miss classes.
Or you're either gonna miss. Yeah, you have to choose. Yeah. Do you want to miss classes for money? Do you want the money now, or do you want to stick with the classes and get that money later after you graduate?
I know a couple people who have already, you know, missed a couple classes because of their job.
Their jobs, exactly.
Then it's really important to look for an on-campus job if you can find one.
Yeah, I would stress that point too. Make sure you're getting an on-campus job first. That should be where you go to first. If you really really need it and none of the on-campus jobs appeal to you, then go off campus, but I really wouldn't recommend it.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
I mean, money is money, but...
Yeah, but honestly, we're here to get money in the long run, not the short term. Like, are you going to take a minimum wage job to make some money now to pay for gas?
School is definitely the most important... Our most important job here.
Yeah.
That degree.
What was one of the places... I know that two of my friends were working down at Double Rainbow. Is it the
Double
ice cream
Rainbow
place?
Yeah.
And they weren't really working around their schedule at all, but they were just doing it because they said, hey, Kevin, you know, I'm making more money here than on campus. I'm not getting paid enough on campus. I want to go work here. And they've missed classes. And I said, is that really worth it in the long run? You know, like...
They gotta make the decision, you know?
You gotta make that decision, exactly. It is frustrating.
Speaking of Double Rainbow, that is another very
stress relieving. Yeah.
Yes, very good stress reliever. I've been there a couple of times myself. I don't know if you have.
No, I've gone there a couple of times too. Okay. They have the good,
very good
ice cream selection.
They have many different flavors. They have many different flavors of frozen yogurt as well.
Yeah.
They have milkshakes, ice cream cones, ice cream cups, and lots of toppings.
Isn't it like one of the best ice cream shops in California? I heard it was rated.
I don't know. Is it? I heard it was just really popular, especially up here, and especially for Dominican students.
They get a discount. Yes. Any tip for anyone going out into the city? Always have your Dominican Penguin Pass with you.
You never know when you can receive a Dominican discount.
Ask anywhere and use that Penguin discount to get a use your Penguin Pass to get that discount.
Yeah.
And just always ask. And I want to talk a little bit about getting to these locations. Freshmen, we're kind of put back to just riding bikes for now. Not everyone. But the people had to get permits to get their cars here. So I would suggest riding a bike to get around, really.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people have bikes here, but not everybody...
No one's riding them.
Yeah, not everybody rides them.
I would say people ride about 4 bikes here. You, me, I've seen, like... some girl riding around and maybe one other guy. I haven't seen anyone else riding their bikes, and the whole place is filled. Like, I can't even get a spot because they're just sitting there, and I know they're never moved.
Yeah,
so if you're listening, you have a bike out there, take your bike, go ride it. It helps relieving that stress. You're getting out and exercising, and go to these places we've just suggested before. Double Rainbow,
Quickly,
those places.
And if you like hole-in-the-wall donut shops, there's a very, very good donut shop by the name of Golden Cream Donut Shop. I don't know if maybe you all have heard about it out there.
I haven't heard about it.
You haven't heard about it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's something up here, and it's a hole-in-the-wall donut shop. It's one of my favorites already. You know, they're chocolate bars. Stress reliever.
Yeah, we got to go there after this, then. We got to get our donuts. Dude, that's great. Yeah, eating is a stress reliever.
Yeah, I bought 4 donuts one time, and he gave me one free.
It's a good price?
Very good price.
You get a Dominican discount?
I never asked him.
Well, you got to ask him.
Yeah.
We can't preach on the show to do these things. You got to do them. But yeah, eating, that is a good stress reliever. And don't only eat at the dining hall.
Oh.
Because the dining hall is good, and it fills you up, but... the good stuff is down in San Rafael. They have some good restaurants. I would give them an A+ on amenities and restaurants.
Yeah, apparently they have a really good Mexican food restaurant.
No, they
Mexican
do. It's called a Taqueria.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Eric from my lacrosse team who's working at Taqueria. They have really good tacos.
He works there?
Yes, he works there. I was surprised, dude. I walked in. I just saw him. He's like, hey. I was like, oh, great. Can you give me some free tacos?
Hey, where's that on-campus job at?
Yeah, honestly. he's working off campus, too, for the money. Unfortunately. And he's a lacrosse player. I should probably bring him on third mic and just have him talk about balancing lacrosse, having an off-campus
job.
That's
a good idea.
And working at school.
Costs and benefits.
Yeah. And then just going on, reverting all the way back to when we started, I wanted to talk about just this week and getting ready. Math is not my strong subject, as I said in the beginning of the show. It is yours, personally. But I have the hardest time working on the hardest things first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I have
Explain
to do studying or pertaining to what subjects I do, I always leave the hardest one last. I don't know if that's just a human trait, but what I preached about last show was doing the hardest thing first.
I think I know what you mean. Yeah. Especially if I'm dividing the workload into several days or a couple days, I tend to push the hard stuff for the next day.
Procrastinate.
And I'll get the easy stuff done in one day, and I'll be like, well, I guess it's time for myself
I
to
guess
be done
it's
today.
Time to do that. Yeah, that's the worst. I hate getting to that moment when you get all the easy stuff done.
Yeah.
You have to do the hard stuff first. I preached about this last show. I need to do it myself as well. You need to do the hard stuff first. That's math for me. I need to do that first before anything else. I like to just do big history and get it out of the way and do the easy online book, which I've discussed before. The online book is a great thing, great tool to use for studying. But I just go through that, I do my reading, I get everything done, and then I'm waiting to do my math till the last second. And I have a test next week, and I need to get on that and just studying for that, which I did today. thankfully, just kind of taking my own tips to heart and just getting that hard stuff done first.
Mm. Yes. Ebook is very helpful, by the way. Shout out to Craig Singleton.
Craig Singleton. Definitely. That's a great book. We have a lot of general ed big history teachers, but I appreciate that Craig gave us that book.
Yes,
that
definitely
helps so much.
I've seen some other classes just have a physical book, and I just I can't help but think how grateful I am to have the ebook, because it helps us study. They quiz us at the end of each chapter
with questions from the ebook.
Yes, yeah. The ebook, and you know, you can go through it as many times as you want. It'll give you the answer and helps you. It really helps you study and really helps you get to know the material.
Yeah, exactly. And the other general ed teachers that I want to talk about a little bit is I have a English teacher, one of the ones I was doing a lot of work for, Alan Cummings.
Shout out to Alan Cummings.
Shout out to Alan. And he actually wrote his own book, which is How to Get A's. And if you have a friend who's in that class with Alan Cummings, anyone you know, you might want to just pop that book open and look at it for a bit, because he tells us how to get A's through his book and how to take multiple choice tests, which we talked about today in class. And he said multiple choice tests, even though he doesn't support them personally, is just about eliminating the wrong answers and coming to the conclusion of the right answer instead of reading it. Like, say you're reading down a list, A, B, C, D, and you go to A, you say that's wrong, you go to B, and you think that's right, and you just dispose of the other two. Do you do that personally? Do you just say, okay, this is right, and you're done? Mm-hmm. Or what he said is to just read through all four, even if you think you've gotten the right one, because he says in almost every multiple choice question, there's a decoy answer, and then there's the real answer.
No, I think I've noticed that.
There's
the
always a decoy. There's two that are obviously wrong, and then there's one that's similar. It's a decoy, and then one that's actually right. So you have to learn personally just to get that material good, but learn not to fall for the decoy questions.
Sounds like he helps you enhance your skills.
Yeah, exactly. And our writing skills as well. Even though when I first started the semester, I was kind of weary about him as a teacher because he had us buy his own book and spend money on that instead of getting an already published textbook. And I thought, well, is this guy just trying to take our money? No, he's trying to help us. And he's helped me through my essay writing. He gave me those tips about starting in the middle instead of the beginning, reading those first paragraphs before writing your conclusions, good things like that. Who's your English teacher, personally?
I do not have an English
class. Oh, you
class.
Don't? That's right, for nursing.
Well, I think I placed out of the English class for freshmen. But
before you came in, just doing...
Yeah, the...
For the what? Oh, sorry, we had technical.
Yeah, sorry.
What were you saying?
The placement exams, I'm sure everybody
for everyone
heard of them.
Yeah.
Yes, and the SAT, both of those helped me place out of the math and English.
So if you do really good on those tests coming in, it can actually place you out of that class? Okay, we're sorry, folks. There is a fly that is flying around and getting onto the papers, and we're trying to kill this fly, and it's flying around Brian. Flying around me, we're losing it. We're sorry, folks. There's a pesky fly in the room, but we're just gonna move past that. I'm so sorry. What were you saying about the?
Yes. Okay. Placement tests and SATs and AP courses back in high school. Those are the tools that helped me place out of math and English.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wish I had a math or English class because, like I said,
so
it is my strong suit. Yes. And unfortunately, I'm in all science classes. Save big history, of course. I do have a big history course, but
I think every freshman takes that big history course.
I will have to take another English class next year for sophomore year. Also, all sophomore nurses have to take an English class. So.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take our final break here and come back in a little conclusion and a summary. You're listening to Study Time with DJ KP and Brian. It is currently 6:50 p.m. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned, because right after the show at 7 o'clock, you're going to have DJ 1UP, and we're going to try to kill this pesky fly.
Yes.
And not have any more difficulties.
That's for sure. And remember, to quote Alan Cummings, thou shall not be boring.
Exactly. Thou shall not be boring. Stay tuned. DJ KP and Brian back on the mic here.
Good evening.
After we survived our fly fiasco, this is Study Time live at 6:53. We're just going to give a little conclusion, a little summary of what we talked about today overall. And make sure you stay tuned for DJ 1UP. I gave him a shout out earlier, but I just want you all to stay tuned. He has some great things to say. So we wanted to just revert some of our tips. Get to know your professor well. Respect them, and they will respect you.
Yes, respect everybody, and email your professor as much as you can. It'll only help you in the long run.
Yeah, like you said, email him every day.
Yeah.
Which I personally didn't know, but I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to email them every day. And we talked a little bit about some cool places you can go to around campus. Play some pool, play some foosball, get to know people, be social, get the numbers of people who are sitting around you. In whatever class you're in, make sure you create little study groups.
Yes.
And then those little hole-in-the-wall places, those cool food places that you can eat. Me and Brian are really into that, just going down into town on 4th Street.
Yes.
We have Quickly. Double Rainbow.
Double Rainbow and Golden Cream.
And the donut place. Everyone needs to go try Golden Cream. If you're stressed out today, if you had a bad day, come to
Golden Cream.
And get a good donut.
Stuff your face with donuts.
And don't forget, yeah, exactly, stuff your face with donuts. Don't forget your Penguin Pass. Ask about discounts. Those can really help. And our next little thing we're talking about, don't get off-campus jobs if you can help it. Make sure you're getting on-campus jobs that can work around your schedule and help you get your academics done first.
Yeah.
Because school is the most important thing. Make sure you're sleeping. Make sure you're working out. I had my personal way. Sometimes just going to the gym.
You like skateboarding.
Riding
bikes.
Exactly. Yes. Take your bike down to 4th Street. Make sure you're getting those gears moving. A lot of them are just sitting and rusting in front of the freshman dorms. They're kind of useless at this point.
Yes.
And make sure you go in those little cool food places that we talked about when you are riding those bikes. Give you a purpose to get out there and exercise.
Yes, let the wind hit your face a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Riding bikes is the best thing you can do. It's one of my favorite hobbies. Riding bikes, surfing, any of that is a great stress reliever.
Yes.
So, that's pretty much our show for the night on Tuesday here.
We
hope you've enjoyed it. Any final words, Brian, for the listeners?
No. Just remember that thou shalt not be boring.
Exactly.
Shout out Alan Cummings one more time.
Yeah,
great professor, very talented.
Shout out to Craig for the ebooks.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been Study Time with DJ KP. You listen to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for DJ 1UP. He comes in about 4 minutes at 7 o'clock. Thank you all for listening.